reindeer in the nerd's domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Nerds Domain Podcast live from Midwinter Gaming Convention. I'm here with Shirley.
Hello.
And as always, I'm Matt, and you're listening to the Nerds Domain Podcast. This is, our second official live event with an audience?
Yes.
Yay. Woo! We had another live event without an audience, with just us and Max, but that's been a couple months ago now. I guess it feels like yesterday.
I didn't know that was supposed to have people in it.
Well, yes, it wasn't. That was the thing. But we had a bit of an audience, but not a real one. So,
Max Gordonchuk, he's pretty sure. Yeah.
We were hoping for an interview, and unfortunately, people were busy. So, yeah. We figure we're at a convention, so let's talk about conventions.
Let's do that.
Isn't that a great idea? I'm so smart.
I don't know about that part, but sure, let's go for it.
All right, so we're at Midwinter Gaming Convention in the freezy north in Milwaukee. So freezing
Wisconsin.
Cold. Actually, it's warmer here today than it was yesterday in Indianapolis, so it's not that much colder.
Isn't this where Laverne and Shirley are from?
I think so, but I'm not positive.
I'm not
sure. Well, you watch this. Talk here.
It's picking me up. I'm fine. See, I'm distracted by sparkly things.
Yes, and lines. So yeah, we're here with Milwaukee, home of Pabst Blue Ribbon and Schlitz.
Schlitz,
No.
That comes in the gold can, right?
Yeah.
It has this really sweet aftertaste.
I love
Schlitz.
Got it. Also the home of Miller and Miller Lite.
Miller Lite is the best.
Midwinter Gaming Con is the first time we've ever been up here.
Yes.
So far, been pretty nice. The hotel's really nice. Really pretty hotel.
A gorgeous hotel. The architecture in here, I could go on about this forever, but it's beautiful.
You should keep an eye out for us on Instagram. That's the underscore nerds underscore domain. Yep. Shirley's been posting like crazy on there. That'll get you all of the stuff that we've been seeing so far. We saw the DR event, the Dystopic Rising event.
Yes.
They were playing some sort of post-apocalyptic football.
Where they cut people up into pieces.
Yeah,
who
they
knew?
Beat each other with sticks. That was fun. We've seen a lot of board games. There's been a lot of board games going on.
That room is packed.
Yeah, and it looks like there's some role-playing stuff and just a little bit of everything.
There is a little bit.
Reminds me of HoosierCon, but like a bigger, more grown-up HoosierCon. Like, I think what HoosierCon's moving towards.
I don't know. It has a little bit of a different feel than HoosierCon. Maybe because HoosierCon's so young.
Or because it's all usually on one floor. This one's built up and down. Kind of
the whole hotel.
Yeah. But Milwaukee here's been really nice. There's a nice panini place over in the mall. We got to experience that.
Okay. If you guys like paninis, go to Tomato over in the mall.
Tomato is
not kidding.
Fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, we were really impressed with that. Although the mall's a little weird too. It's built up as well. We couldn't for the life of us find the food court.
The food court. The food court's on the top floor.
Yeah.
We're from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yeah, everything's flat there.
Flat.
Just one level, nothing else.
One level. That's about it.
Wow. We have an audience and they're laughing. I think, you know what? We're done. We should just shut it off.
We're at the pinnacle right
here. So we've got a lot of conventions coming up this year. Indianapolis has become this hub of conventions. We'll see how that comes.
I'm a little scared, though.
Why?
About being in this room.
Why?
Because it depends on how the games go this weekend.
What do you mean?
We've got Packers fans.
Oh, yeah. Packers fans. I'm a Packers fan. I don't like the Bears.
You're cut off.
Yeah, I'm sure I am.
Sorry.
So we've got a bunch of conventions coming up in Indy. I thought we'd talk about those for a little bit. And our initial thoughts. So we got Wizard World Indy coming.
Which I have no idea what that's about.
So I went years ago when there was only one Wizard World, which just
There's
tells
only
you my
one Wizard?
There used to only be one Wizard World, and it was always in Chicago. We went one time. I quit my job over it at a bookstore. It was exciting. It was by act of defiance.
Wow. Low standards.
Yeah, I know. I really do. So I went years ago, and it's imagine a convention similar to AwesomeCon, only more vendors, more things to do, more guests, better guests.
They don't shut the lights off.
They
early.
Don't shut the lights off early. So essentially, everything that AwesomeCon wasn't, That's what Wizard World was. So this will be the first year in Indy, though. They've expanded. Wizard World has like 12 or 15 cons now. Chicago and Philly are the two big ones.
So let me get this straight. Is this a comic book convention?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be a comic book pop culture convention. Lots of comic book conventions are kind of shifting their focus from just comic books more to a pop culture, since comics are kind of very much pop culture now.
Right.
And then we have Indiana Comic Con. This will be their second year in Indianapolis.
Right.
Last year was...
this isn't the one where we got stuck in the hall, is it?
Yeah, this was that last year was less than optimal. They
we had
planned,
bad convention look in 2014. Let me tell you,
we were shoulder to shoulder in the hall outside of the vendor hall. Couldn't even get in the vendor hall, and couldn't move because there was nowhere to go. And for some of us that are a little claustrophobic, that was a panicky moment. There were no signs. They wouldn't let anybody in because they were over capacity. All in all, it was...
I told him my new CPR.
Inside, I guess it was okay, but outside it was just kind of bad.
All bad.
Yeah.
So we're going this year, though.
We may attend. We may actually attend instead of just pretending to attend by standing outside in the hall. I actually think that one's one we ought to attend. We are not setting up...
Can I come in?
Well, we are not setting up tables at either one of those for sure.
Right.
And then HoosierCon. HoosierCon's a gaming convention in the great city of Indianapolis.
Wait, HoosierCon? What's that?
So HoosierCon is a gaming convention, a free gaming convention. And Indianapolis is only 4.5 hours from here. So, they usually have good stuff. We're going to be running a big, Call of Cthulhu event again.
Which one?
Gatsby and the Great Race.
Okay. Because I thought you meant the one that we ran at, the one that we were just at?
No.
Not
the one at Starbase Indy.
You can't see me do that.
So we'll run Gatsby and the Grey Race again like we did at Gen Con. Hoping for a full 36 players instead of just 33.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed that a lot. So I realized the other day we had 33 players, but we actually had 41 people involved there because we had 8 people on staff.
Right.
So that'll be exciting, and I'm looking forward to that. We'll also have two tables there, one for... Nerds Domain, and then one for our parent company, Nerdverse LLC, and their game store. Nerdverse, what is it?
Game Club.
Game Club. Game Club. I'm on top of knowing the names of things I own.
But I don't. But
No, it's not game publishing. So we will be doing HoosierCon. We'll also be hitting Steampunk Symposium.
This is my favorite.
which is interesting, mostly because while I love the idea of steampunk, I am not... costume inclined, shall we say?
You have a kilt.
I sweat in shorts and a shirt in 65 degree weather, so I don't want to put on 14 pounds of clothes, and that sounds all kinds of terrible to me. But we were invited to that and to go and run some events there, so we'll be doing a steampunk version of Gatsby and the Great Race.
Give a shout out to Aloysius Fox.
Aloysius Fox, yeah, absolutely. That'll be out actually in Cincinnati. That one's not even in Indy. So that'll be in Cincinnati, Ohio.
How far away is Cincinnati?
About an hour and a half from Indy. Not that far.
That's not that far.
and then Indy PopCon. This will be the second year of Indy PopCon. Indy PopCon was our first official event ever for the websites and the podcast. So this will be our second year.
Which was amazing. We got Candace McClure from Battlestar Galactica. If you guys know anything or have seen Battlestar Galactica. Probably talking to the choir here.
Yeah. and she was great to have on the podcast. And we
requested late last year for that.
Yeah, well, so they fulfilled else. Late last year. It wasn't we requested.
Oh, okay.
But we had a good time there. We had a couple of booths. We met good people. We met our friends from Obsessive Viewer there.
Tiny?
Matt and Tiny. Surprised you can't remember the name Matt.
it's, you know, kind of...
And go ahead. This will be.
I'm trying to come up with some kind of quip to like.
Got nothing.
Nothing.
This will be our first year of Origins. Yeah. You're excited about that, I can tell.
I don't know how I feel about it because you said it's like a little.
Smaller Gen Con.
A little Gen Con.
Yeah.
It's Gen Con's little baby brother or something, and when I hear that, I kind of think of Starbase Indy and how laid back it was.
Yeah, I won't be that smart.
Oh, okay. I want to make some really good contacts this year.
Right on, yeah. And that's, I think that's going to be the place to do that. So after that, we'll have Gen Con like we all do all every year. Gen Con, we will officially run.
Well, we got somebody out here.
Yeah, saying, well, what you don't know about the history of Gen Con is that for
I forgot.
Two and a half, three decades, it was run here in Milwaukee.
I'm sorry, we're gonna steal the Super Bowl and we took Gen Con from you guys.
How about we don't taunt our only audience we've ever really had?
Good luck with the Super Bowl.
Sorry. I don't know.
So we'll be at Gen Con.
Wait, you know what?
For Indianapolis Packers Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great,
the
wouldn't it?
Is, I'm a Bears fan, so I don't care. But it'll be
when Indianapolis loses, I will be wearing my Aaron Rodgers jersey, so. What? Anyway, so Gen Con will be great. We're going to run a module we're publishing all by ourselves. That's all terrible and scary. For Call of Cthulhu.
It is not terrible and scary. It's amazing.
It's amazing and terrible and scary.
You know why I'm excited? I'm a Scorpio, so I love that adventurous, we're going to jump off a cliff type stuff.
And yet, you're not doing any of the writing.
Not that creative.
Okay, so we're going to run that. That'll be similar to Gadsby and the Great Race, that it will run multiple tables at the same time on the same story, affecting each other in various ways.
But we're going to be in the 1980s.
No.
And everybody's going to have a twin.
How about no?
See, I told you I'm not that creative.
So, no, stop. One, you're spoiling it. If there was anything to be spoiled, you've already spoiled it. And two, you're off a little bit. So that'll be great. We'll be running Gatsby again. Actually, we're going to hit this one hard. John, who you guys have all heard, and I'm sure our audience is huge fans of ours, so they've heard every one of our podcasts. So they know exactly who John is.
Who's John?
Johnny.
Oh, Johnny. So well, you have to say Johnny.
When he introduces himself, he says John. Okay. So I want to make sure we stay with that. John will be running, playtesting his mechanics that he built a whole game around. He thinks they're fantastic. They sound very interesting. There's a gambling mechanic, so that's great.
In the game?
Yeah, there's a gambling mechanic and tarot cards. What can go wrong? No, it's actually, it really does sound like a very unique way to go.
Some demon or something.
No, there's a, it's a very unique way to go about the game, and I'm looking forward to it. And then, we're gonna have panels there. We're gonna have events and
podcasting
stuff.
Podcasting panel.
Yep.
And so, what is the other two panels that you guys do that I'm not part of?
Nothing right now. Nothing at Gen Con. We're trying to do podcasting on the cheap again. And then.
Wait, we have a caller coming in.
No, we don't have a caller coming in.
Turn it.
And then we will have Starbase Indy, which we went to last year. We really enjoyed.
Loved Starbase Indy. So, very laid back. We met a lot of awesome people. It was I'd been going to Starbase Indy since I don't know. Well,
before I was born.
It may not have been that long ago. Back when it was over on the east side. Well, it's always been on the east side.
Still on the east side, yeah.
Over on Pendleton Pike, and now it's back where at the Marriott.
And this year, Starbase Indy, we will be running. It sounds like we'll be running their
gaming room,
and that'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
Maybe we'll get to meet another guest. This last year we met Max Grodinchik from Deep Space Nine, and he was fantastic to have on the podcast. So those are the cons we're hitting this year, and that's several. So any PopCon will have another table. Origins will just be attending. Gen Con will just be attending. And then Starbase Indy will have a table. So at those cons that we have tables, we sell John's art because he's an artist and pretty freaking fantastic since he's done all of our business card art, all of our flyer art.
On our website.
He did the majority of our banner.
Yeah.
I say majority because thank goodness Sean was around for that background because otherwise we'd be screwed. But he's done a lot of our art. He's on all of our podcast covers.
Yep.
And those, actually, I keep forgetting we have the immediate movie review and the Criterion Collection ones. Yep. I forget we have them, and they look. I really like the way they look.
And he did our new logo.
He did do our new logo. We enjoyed that quite a bit.
I love that logo.
What else do we do with those? Oh, we give away games like King of New York.
Yep.
Sign up for our newsletter on the right hand side of our page. But if you do it at a con where you see us, you could enter your chance to win. King of New York, or what we give them one Hex XL.
We've got what's the red shirts?
No, that's not red shirts. It's Capital Punishment, mercenary game.
Oh, okay.
Those are the three we've been giving away, or we've given away. We're gonna move on to new games, I'm sure. So those are the cons we've been to. So yeah. Cons we're planning to go to. What cons so are we? What, I've got a list here of cons to help prep us. But what cons do we really want to go to?
I keep seeing like all of these cons that our friend Tiffany, she went over to London.
Yeah, if we lived in London, we could go to 35 cons a year. but we don't live in London, so.
So what do you got? You got PAX East, PAX Prime. PAX Prime, hold on. Isn't that a card in that game?
That yeah, called? Yeah, that Penny Arcade game.
Penny Arcade.
It's as though it's the Penny Arcade Expo. PAX.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they have their own convention. Actually, they have three.
I never made the connection.
So PAX Prime is started in Seattle. That's where they do all their major stuff. But it's a heavy on video games. Not that they're opposed to role playing and board games, but it's very, very heavy focus on.
Are those the folks that look down upon us?
No.
Oh.
No. Well, I guess yes, since most people look down on us gamers. That's what I believe.
Yeah.
But so PAX Prime, PAX East. In Boston, and now PAX South, and somewhere in Texas. There's a lot of Texas there, and I'm not sure that I remember quite where it was located.
So we could probably go to Boston.
Boston? Well, did you see the Boston there?
Yeah, I see Boston.
Yeah.
No. We're getting some, like...
Wow, they don't like Gen Con. They don't like Boston.
We love Gen Con. We love Gen Con. We love Gen Con. We
started at Kenosha.
Started at our university.
Yeah.
Touchy subject.
Sorry, you guys got the birth of it, right?
Back in November. Back in November.
We got another caller.
No, we don't. We have another caller. Back in November, actually, I took her to the place of Dungeons & Dragons, to Lake Geneva. We stayed there. It was wonderful.
It
we went
was
to their
gorgeous.
Their game store has a secret room. Is that what it was
called? It's not called that anymore.
Okay. Yeah, that has a secret room behind the bookcase. That was kind of cool.
Lake Geneva Game Store.
Yeah, yeah. But we got to play a lot of Ingress there, since I'm sure our listeners have heard all about Ingress. Have you guys heard
know about Ingress?
Nope.
Oh.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Without no.
Okay.
It's an augmented reality game where you play capture the flag with other people all the time. Like while we're sitting here, my iPad keeps popping up and saying your portal's being attacked because there's portals everywhere, including in the hotel, art and architecture, all that kind of stuff is portals. You go and capture them from one team or the other.
Yeah.
And they're very serious. It's owned the company that runs it is owned by Google, so it's all Google Maps overlaid with this altered reality or augmented reality. But they do these videos explaining the story, so there's this role playing story aspect to it. It's really cool, and
see,
we have a lot of fun.
See, I love how you stopped me from explaining it, and then you went
because
right
you go
on
and on and on and on. That was my short, concise answer.
Okay.
We'd still be talking about it for 20 minutes, and I don't want to run out of time. Talk about it every
Dragon
podcast.
Con.
Dragon Con is a pop culture event.
What is that one about?
That one's pop culture. It's in Atlanta. It's the one John Kennedy keeps telling us we need to go to.
How far away is it, Atlanta?
9 hours from Indianapolis.
That's not that bad.
Like 13 and a half.
It's not a bad drive.
No, it's not really a bad drive. It's kind of a terrible drive.
I mean, we've driven to Salt Lake City.
And according to Jesse, that's the hot season.
The hot season? Like what? Like,
it does take place over Labor Day weekend, which is, I guess to Jesse, considered the hot season.
The hot season.
But DragonCon is always something I've wanted to go to. They have a lot of really good cosplay down there.
Mm-hmm.
NSF, the Night Attack show is always down there. And
awesome.
they do the live finale for the FSL Tonight. Season there.
Oh, we have to go.
I know. This is why we should go. So that's something. That's something I would love to go to.
Do you guys listen to
FSLW or FSL Tonight?
No.
It's Fantasy Sports League. It's Brian Brushwood, or no? I'm sorry. It's Jessica Robert Young and Tom Merritt talking about a sports game that does not exist, consisting of teams from pop culture. So they have the New York Avengers. They had the Cylon Raiders. The Gallifrey Time Lords. The San Francisco Federation, but every year they switch out teams. It's in this weird league thing. So if you guys are Packers fans, so let me tell you a little bit about soccer from Europe. In Europe, when you're in a soccer league, you actually go up and down in the league you're in. So it's like that. So there's the Premier League, the top of the chain. And if you lose, you actually get demoted down a level or more. So it's just like that. You get relegated. These teams get relegated out. So like the San Francisco Federation won in 2013, but in 2014 they were relegated out of the Premier League. But there's only eight teams in the Premier League. So it's interesting. There's a lot of pop culture reference. They don't take themselves seriously while taking themselves ultra seriously. It's like a real sports cast, but it's clear they're just having fun with it. And the game is never really explained. The positions are sort of explained, but that's it. It's been a lot of fun. I like it. And it's also in season, so you get 15 or 16 episodes, and then you're done with the season. That's it.
So I feel like I'm listening to football, but I'm not really listening to football.
Yeah. that one's always done at DragonCon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's hit the rest of the Comic-Con. So Salt Lake City. Mm-hmm. We'd love to go to Salt Lake City Comic-Con, right?
Nerdtacular was spectacular out there.
Yeah, we did love Nerdtacular out there. San Diego Comic-Con, I would never want to go to, but I know you do.
Why?
Because you want that experience.
Oh, you mean like the portals?
No, you want to go out there. You've told me time and again you want to go out there because you think it'd be a great experience to be fun. I just don't want to deal with that many people. But I guess Salt Lake City is that way too.
I don't know. Like, I think we're going to Wizard World. It'll be the first comic book convention that I've gone to, right?
Technically, Indie PopCon was a comic book pop culture event. It might be the first Comic Con you've ever been to, yeah.
So I'm going to base my comic book experience, or my comic book convention experience off of that.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I don't know if I will like all of these.
That's fair enough. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go for it.
Have you looked at the Midwest Gaming Classic?
No.
Like a total bring out every old video game system that's ever been invented and just play it for a free weekend of playing old video games.
Is it here?
It's in Brookfield. It's a little splashed up here.
About 15 minutes.
I'm looking at
a shared hotel.
Midwest Gaming Classic. And they have they always bring out a strong pinball.
Okay.
Like 200-300 pinball machines. Yeah. They're all just set to free play.
Right on.
Everybody has any free play out there.
That's awesome. No, I haven't. No, you know, honestly, we haven't looked at a lot of stuff. Andy's so chock full. Like, I've listed all these. I know two that we've looked at vending at that I didn't even mention. The Midwest Toy Fest and some horror con. But if you guys haven't listened to the podcast before, and I'll explain this to our listeners at home too, we kind of cover a little bit of everything. So books, podcasts, TV, movies, apps, and games. So we're spread out. So even at a horror con, we're going to find people we have stuff in common with.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't want to limit us to any one thing or keep us away from anything. I love classic arcade games. I have fond memories of a place that we used to go, quote-unquote, camping. It was essentially a trailer park around a lake, but we felt like hot crap when we went to that place. And I remember being at the beach, and they had this, like, beach house restaurant. This is Deeds Lake.
Yeah.
The beach house restaurant shop place. That everything was there, and they always had one racing game, like Pole Position, you got into, a couple other games, and then two pinball machines. And every 80s song that ever was invented, that's when I hear it, that's what I think of, and I can smell the lake, and I can think of those video games, and I miss that stuff. I miss old good. Oh, I love that place. That's why I'm excited about on the way home. We're going to go through a place in Chicago or in outside of Chicago where it's a free to play. You pay to go in for $15 and the rest of it's just free to play arcade games.
Ghost in the Darkness.
Galloping Ghost Arcade.
Galloping
Ghost. It's like $15, which I'm like, ooh, $15. And then they were like, free to play. All of our second floor is pinball machines. And I'm like, wow. Free to play. I could complete some stuff. There's a bar getting ready to open up in Indianapolis called Tappers, and it's going to be free to play, buy some drinks. So that'll be kind of awesome. They've got all like the NBA Jam and you know,
Tapper, all the,
I hope they have Tapper. If they don't have Tapper, we're gonna be awkward. They have the old X-Men arcade game with the 8 slots you can play on or whatever, like that ridiculous. Oh, I'm looking forward to that too. But anyway, yeah, no, I will check out that, although our...
I found Midwest Gaming Classic.
Yeah, our...
It's April 11th and 12th, and it's actually the 15th anniversary this year.
Yeah, it's also during April, and we have two other conventions. We may not make it this year.
We'll put it on our list for next year.
Yeah, that's true. That would make three cons in one month. I don't know if I can handle that.
We have to work up our stamina.
I guess we can't run Gatsby and the Great Race there, so I would have a little bit of time myself.
I mean,
or time to do stuff.
Go to go.
That's true. We could. So New York Comic Con also and Boston, both of those would be kind of cool. And you have family close-ish to Boston.
Yes.
So we could even stay there.
Hold on. New York Comic Con's in Boston?
No, New York and Boston.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Both
you
two
said
separate
and.
Things.
I got it.
So two comic conventions here,
yes.
And that's why they're on two separate lines.
I got it.
It's confusing. No, both of those are smaller than San Diego and Salt Lake City, but those would be nice to go to. What I would really like to go to are the last two we're going to talk about, although I'm sure we'll talk longer because we always talk longer. But BlizzCon I would love to go to.
Okay.
You know what BlizzCon is.
I have no idea what BlizzCon is.
Because
tell
we told you on this podcast, we have you recorded listening to other people talk about BlizzCon. And you getting excited about it. Are you sure you don't
really?
Know what BlizzCon is about?
Was I playing Ingress at the time?
No, this was prior to Ingress ever being existing to you.
Existing.
Do you remember that game World of Warcraft?
Is it the World of Warcraft convention?
It's the Blizzard convention. That's why it's called BlizzCon.
Okay.
So BlizzCon is all about Blizzard and the games they're putting out. So World of Warcraft, StarCraft, Diablo.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever else crazy crap they're gonna put out.
Hearthstone.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that that?
Like, yeah.
It's a card game that you play on the iPad. Or...
Yes. and then we of course want to go to Essen Spiel. Yeah. The thing in Germany.
That's our long term.
Yeah.
Goal.
Yeah, because that's not gonna happen anytime soon. That would be a big one, but I would really like to go. But it's all the way in Germany. It's not in the United States. We haven't even gone to Canada yet. Just saying.
Are there any conventions?
Yes, they have conventions in Canada.
Okay, one guy's saying yes, the other.
Well, they
guy's
have. They have
no.
A. They also. They have a midwinter gaming convention, but it's in like June. Because it's in Canada.
Hold on, they're not even.
See how I'm joking, and you're not playing off of it now.
That's because it didn't make sense. Because I'm thinking they're not in the southern hemisphere.
Yes, it's a metric system thing. It's strange. But yeah, yes, there's plenty of stuff in Canada. I'm sure the Canadians play games. They can't go outside half the year. They have to do something.
I think there's an embargo. All games.
Embargo.
Not a lot of these shit in Canada.
Wow.
That's kind of harsh.
We talked about the conventions we're going to.
Yes.
What is it about the conventions we go to that you really enjoy?
Oh my gosh. This is like asking me what I want for Christmas.
King of the Nerds like this one.
See, I've never watched King of the Nerds because we don't believe in cable. We have it, but mostly because we need internet.
But it's on Netflix by now.
Is it really?
King of the Nerds.
Yes, it's a show.
You must enlighten me.
With nerds on it. That's about as much as I know. I think it's a game show.
It's like Survivor, but with nerds.
They play chess to do what?
Stay on the island.
Yeah,
to
like,
stay on the island?
Yeah, it's like Survivor, but nerds. So instead of, you know, having to pee on somebody's foot to keep them from dying from a jellyfish sting, you play chess. I could actually, you know, do well on this one. Survivor, I'd be like, well, I'm off. I'm off the island. Vote me off. Dear Lord, it's hot. I'm out.
I think you would like it on Survivor. You'd get to run around naked.
No, no. No, because then I wouldn't be able to do things like shower or sleep comfortably. Or eat. Eat. I like eating. Also, I'm not.
They would give you stuff to eat.
I'm not up for people peeing on my foot, jellyfish sting or not.
Okay.
So the question was?
The question is, what do I like about the cons that we visit?
Mm-hmm.
Go to. Well, I definitely like the connections. Last year when we did Gen Con, I really loved meeting most of the vendors and focusing on the Enterprise Alley, which was the new publishing companies or the publishing companies.
The entrepreneurial alley. It wasn't
Enterprise.
It was Entrepreneurial.
Oh, that's Star Trek. Sorry. Entrepreneur's Alley. I love hearing about people's passions about their games. And then, like the first year you took me to Gen Con, we did the NASCAR thing.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Have you guys ever played NASCAR?
What?
Nas Craig? No.
No.
Oh what? My gosh, it's amazing.
So Nas Craig. So Nas Craig was
The tabletop RPG.
Well, hold on. Well, I mean, because there's more to it than that.
That's all I know about it, so I'll let him finish.
So Nas Craig is a puzzle tournament played in a Dungeons and Dragons 3.5 setting. So we all were handed what I would call character sheets very loosely, because they were essentially blank pieces of paper, because we all had amnesia. Didn't remember what we were, other than we could see what everyone was. So Shirley and I played sexy kobold sisters. We were twins.
We had
a bugbear.
We had a crush on a bugbear.
There was a bugbear in the group. There was an or a goblin. Like, we were not a normal party at all. And so as we completed these puzzles, so the idea was the faster we completed the puzzle and the better we completed the puzzle, the more points we got to advance in the tournament. We were just playing because it was, 9 o'clock at night, and why not?
It was 1 o'clock in the morning.
It was 1 o'clock when we finally got towards the end.
No, it was like 2 o'clock.
But we played through, oh geez, the time and the hour is off, so we've got time.
Yeah, we've got a lot of time.
So as we completed puzzles, we got pieces of our character sheets. So we figured out very quickly that our character sheets were identical because we're twins. So we built the character sheet so that we know who we were long before anybody else did. And then we found out we had a crush on the kobold, or on the bugbear.
On the bugbear.
So we both kept flirting with him, which was awkward for him. And then every time we had a puzzle, it involved candy. So they were chalking us full of sugar. And then we all crashed. Or at least I crashed. I don't remember what the rest of the table did.
So we're near the end of our game at the table. And we've just like been eating candy, and then everybody's explaining something about their character and the next step of the game and the next puzzle that we have. Matt is mid sentence and then nothing.
Nothing. Yeah.
I look over and he's like this. His head's all down and he's I could have sworn. I thought he fell asleep. I was just gonna knock him off his chair.
I had crashed very, very hard at the table. It was a fun game. It was something I'd like to do again. We're just so busy at Gen Con every year.
But nobody at the table knew each other.
Yeah.
Like, he and I knew each other, but we didn't know anybody else. So when we were flirting with the guy across the table, he's like freaking out because he's from, maybe Wisconsin or something.
Yeah. Yeah, Wisconsin, where they don't have the loose morals of Indianapolis. Is that where you were going with that?
No, I wasn't.
That's where it sounds like you
were. Yeah, see? See, he knows.
Oh, okay. Maybe from Philadelphia.
No. So Nas Craig was fun. You mentioned this year that you want to do a lot of demoing, so you like doing the demo stuff.
Love experiencing new games and finding new things that I like. I think the gaming aspect of it is the most fun. I would really like to get into a couple LARPs this year.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, at the conventions, not something that we have to depend upon monthly.
Yeah, yeah.
So meeting new people, playing new games.
New games. To us, at least, right?
Because
we hadn't played Pandemic until, a year ago?
Was it a year ago?
Yeah. We kept missing out on that, so... New to us games.
And that was a lot of fun. Were we the people trying to kill everybody?
No, we were trying to save. We were trying to cure everyone. Okay, and there was the game fought against us.
Where you try to kill everybody.
Yeah, that's called.
That one game.
Plague Inc.
Plague Inc.
On my iPad. Yeah. All right. Well,
So what do you like so much?
Oh, honestly, I don't remember what I like doing at Gen Con. I can't think of anything. Every year we go to HoosierCon, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do great things this year. And unless I have a plan, I end up just walking around aimlessly. Yeah. This year we're going to be a little more focused on that.
Walking around aimlessly?
Do you sign up for things? I know I'm going to sign up for this.
There was a time when I was signing
up. Really committal. I don't know if I can handle that.
There was a time that I was signing up for stuff, but it was when The Living Forgotten Realms was in 4th edition, and I'm still really into 4th edition, and... It was very active for the 2 years that we went to HoosierCon specifically.
Yeah.
I ran
the Dandy campaigns that.
Yeah,
online.
My first 3 or 4 years, I ran 3.5 D&D for Living Greyhawk at Gen Con to get a badge. So that was pretty cool. But normally I don't sign up for stuff because when I sign up for stuff, I miss it. Like, oh, I'm at Gen Con. I'm going to sign up for this thing that's like 6 hours from now. How can I possibly miss? Oh, that was 15 minutes ago. I mean, every time. And I've also learned that if the exhibit hall's open, that's where I want to be. And I do like walking the exhibit hall, but with Hoosier Con and the Comic Cons we've been to, the exhibit hall is just not big enough to spend that much time in. I was actually very impressed by the exhibit hall here. Much bigger than I expected it to be.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was expecting like Hoosier Con size, honestly. Yeah. And it was like
Hoosier Con's in Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hoosier Con.
No, nothing more north, though.
No. Indianapolis is only 4.5 hours. Well, it's only 4.5 hours from here. It's short.
6 hours.
What? No, it's not.
No.
Unless you guys speed.
No, we made it 4.5.
To start with. Oh,
they've got an extra hour. They tack on another hour.
Oh, yes, you do get an extra hour in the travel.
We gain an hour. You guys lose an hour.
That sounds like a personal problem.
You're gaming the system.
No. Honestly, it was a 4.5 hour drive today.
Like Google Maps. Google Maps.
Indiana Beach.
Yeah, this is kind of north. It's a little easier.
Yeah,
I mean, there's. I'm sure Lafayette has stuff, right? That's a closer-ish, sort of.
There's nothing gaming in Lafayette. No. Except for Purdue. You know, the pubs.
We're trying to hold on. We're getting a lot of hyper local here. Hyper local, it's a whole state.
I'm okay with hyperlocal. We do hyperlocal all the time. So, what was I saying? Oh, so yeah, I mean, I like walking around and doing that stuff, but
I think you like making connections.
I do. I guess it's since it's all I've done at the last 3 Gen Cons.
You talk a lot? No, I'm just kidding. See, this is the main thing for time that I was saying, talking about.
So. Yeah, no, I do enjoy making connections, and I've gotten more comfortable with it, but, yeah, I don't remember what I did to come before that. I remember setting up for True Dungeon the 1 year, and then every year since then we've done Nerd's Domain or something else equivalent to that. So, yeah, being press is kind of cool. Interviewing is fun, although I don't get any time to do that anymore.
We did that, the first 2 years?
Yeah, just once, just 1 year. I get to herd cats this year. That'll be fun.
Herd cats.
Yeah, because I'll have a team of people that I'll have to make sure to get to things.
Oh, Johnny and everybody.
Nice. Let's call him out since he listens to this. We've got Phil, who has been on our Masks of Nyarlathotep podcast.
Hey, everybody knows I heckle.
Anyway, so we got Phil, we've got Scott, also from our Masks of Nyarlathotep podcast, mm-hmm. and he's been on this one a couple times.
Yep.
John, Justin. And then
Kennedy? Is Kennedy on
John there? Kennedy will not be working for us this year. I already said Phil.
No.
It's like you're not listening to me.
I'm not listening.
I'll also have to herd you because you are a cat all by yourself. You are a special, special cat. And this year will be 8's first Gen Con. My son, who's 10, this will be his first Gen Con, which will be awesome since normally he's in school during Gen Con, and this will be it's early enough that we'll get to take him this year.
Oh, that's right.
So he'll get to experience all that for the first time.
So are we going to see you guys out there?
Yeah. Nice. You guys like Call of Cthulhu?
No, I don't.
You don't do the whole monster thing?
No.
There's the door. No.
What?
Hey.
This is like the only audience that we have.
This is true. I can't ostracize the only audience we ever had. I wasn't gonna tell Bruce, but Bruce listens to the podcast. We did talk about
Bruce,
going out to Charlotte for HeroesCon.
Oh, that's right.
Just for the day and saying hi to Bruce and surprising him. So
Bruce, when you see us, just act surprised.
Yeah, there you go. Bruce is our friend. He's on our network. He's the Heroes and Villains podcast. It's all about comic book characters.
Yeah.
He does a really good job. We enjoy that. So. You know, let's wrap this up by talking about a couple of things that are important to us, since we have a audience here, such a large audience. All
you know,
we're
going
to call.
Woo!
Yeah! We're going to call it 75 people.
At least.
Yeah.
At least.
So a couple of things that our listeners can do to help us out is go over to Patreon.
Yep.
Patreon.com/nerdsdomain. So if you're not familiar with Patreon, it is similar to a Kickstarter, except that it's ongoing because it's an ongoing project. We never stop.
Right.
Hypothetically, we never stop. We take some breaks occasionally, but it's you will, if you go there and choose to support us, it'll be whatever you choose to support us per month.
It could be a penny, it could be a dime, it could be a dollar, it could be $1,000.
Yeah, if you gave us $1,000, the offer still stands that if you give us $1,000, that we will fly Johnny out to kiss you. Johnny is okay with this. We've already cleared this with him.
Yeah,
we cleared it with him on the last recording.
I don't get to kiss anybody?
Well, but no.
Okay, no. Because it's more funny that way.
Yeah, it really is. That's the point.
Okay.
I'd send Jesse, but he won't get on a plane. So, you can support us for what we consider a value for value situation. So, if you find value in our reviews or in our podcasts, you can give us value back. The turnaround, though, is that we're not just giving you two podcasts and reviews for much longer. We're going to be giving you another podcast starting in February called Gaming with Scott. Scott's taking the old Marvel Superheroes game, the Face Rip system, and he's running people through that some stories with that. Surprisingly, his Marvel superhero storyline is set in the DC universe, but that's okay. But he's running people through that. We're getting ready to officially break, go fund this, the Kickstarter crowdfunding-focused podcast off on its own, which is where we go and we interview crowdfunding project managers about their project, give them one more way to get kind of the word out. So if we find something geeky and fun that's on Kickstarter or Indiegogo or GoFundMe, you guys get to hear about it from us by listening to the manager themselves. So that's kind of nice. I like talking to those people. I guess that's the interviews I do normally.
I like listening to talk to those people.
Yeah, and so we had Action Phase on there to talk about Heroes Wanted, which was fun. Wanted, and if you like superheroes, it's a fun game. We're demoing it tomorrow at 1 p.m. in the foyer of the Crystal Ballroom. We talked to what's the name of that company? Cubicle 7. Cubicle 7 about Cthulhu Britannica London.
Oh,
that box set. That was kind of awesome. We talked to Greater Than Games about Sentinel Tactics.
To a ton of people.
Yeah, we've talked to a lot of people. We talked to some lady that made a 3D Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh, that's right.
That was awesome. Man, we have talked to a lot of people. We talked to the guy about Mac and Arcana, which you can't get in the States right now. That was kind of cool.
Are you serious?
Yeah, well, he's from Croatia. It was made in Croatia. So
how did we get the game?
Because it was part of the Kickstarter. I backed him on the Kickstarter. So those were fun. So we're going to break that off into its own podcast.
Right. And, what else is coming?
Well, this is our official announcement that we will be having a Star Trek-centric podcast coming up called There Are Four Lights! Look at that peeking. Isn't that good? So There Are Four Lights will be focusing on every episode of Star Trek season by season. So season one of the original series will be our first season, and then we'll do season one of Next Generation, season one of Deep Space Nine, season one of Voyager, and season one of Enterprise.
And then
we'll go to season two and go through it all again.
Right.
And we'll go episode by episode, watch it, talk to it. It'll be you and I talking with guests.
Yes.
Our first official guest that we have nailed down and we're ready for is Daryl the Trek Nerd from This Week in Trek.
Nice. High five.
Yeah, no high fives because we got the mic and I hate high fives on mic.
Okay.
So those are exciting. We're really exciting. Yeah, they're going to do it.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. See? There you go.
Edit that out. So we'll have that. And then there's one more. You ready for this one? One more podcast. No, I'm not.
Okay.
There's one more coming out before the end of June called Hit Me With Your One Shot. Where we will be taking a role-playing game, sitting down and playing it for a one-shot storyline, and then talking about the system and what we liked and didn't like. So we'll go from system to system, hopefully focused on role-playing, but this will also rotate hosts as well. So instead of everything else that I host, and then I just have other hosts with me, I will be handing the mic off to other people and saying, go run your game and have fun. Bring me back the mic, and we'll get those up.
So do we have any games lined up yet?
No, because that would make sense. And I was waiting until after MidwinterCon gaming convention. Since you notice how I gave myself a lead time till June? I got 5.5 months. I'm good.
You're good.
But those will all be coming out before June. There's a couple others that I've got kind of on the back burner that I want to start with other people and get them started, and that have nothing to do with me being on the podcast, thankfully.
So, anything else we want to reveal about Nerds Journey?
I don't think so. No, I'd already talked about the game club that is still kind of a secret, but isn't really a secret.
Okay, that's what I was talking
about. Yeah, no, that, I kind of mentioned it earlier when we talked about HoosierCon. So you can go to patreon.com/nerdsdomain and do that. You can also go over to nerdsdom.com and sign up for our newsletter on the right-hand side. We send out a newsletter no more than once a week.
Right.
Talking about what's going on, the exciting things we're doing, about our podcast that we put out that week. You can always go and subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher or your podcatcher, whatever kind of podcatcher you choose, to this podcast, which hopefully you're already subscribed. And if you're not, you should definitely hit that subscribe button. We love reoccurring downloads. We also have the Masks of Nyarlathotep podcast. It's a Call of Cthulhu role-playing adventure. We are currently working through the Masks of Nyarlathotep storyline. As of the recording, the last part of the fourth chapter is coming out, and the last chapter we're getting ready to start. After that we will go into the Octung Cthulhu world and start running those. It's a World War II Cthulhu adventure where Nazis have made alliances with the Great Old Ones, and now we have things like servitors of Nyarlathotep wearing Nazi uniforms and fighting against the investigators. So those are all going and great, and you can go check those out there. I'm going to finish now.
Okay.
Keep an eye out for an announcement about Teespring. We'll be putting out a t-shirt with our brand new logo on it. That should be coming up, I'm going to say, before the end of January, which may be after this is released. But that's okay, because it's going to be a crowdfunding thing where we keep the cost down as low as possible, and I don't think we're even taking any kind of profit on those.
No, we're not.
We're just wanting to get them printed out in people's hands. We're also going to keep the minimum low so that you're guaranteed to get a shirt. So with Teespring, it's if we set a goal of 10 shirts, we have to sell 10 shirts or we can't do anything with it. So we want to definitely do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go over to nerdsdom.com and read our reviews and definitely comment. We love interacting with our community.
Send us an email.
Yeah, definitely send us an email over at nerdsdomain@gmail.com. Where else can you see? So you can see it at all these cons. Come by if you're at any of these conventions. Say hi. Tell us you like the podcast. Tell us you don't like the podcast. Send us emails with suggestions. We have had one listener email way early on, and we've done both of those, we've done one of the two suggested topics. I'm waiting on everybody else to watch the two movies that we need to watch, and then we'll do the other one. Sandlot and Space Jam. And I've officially watched Space Jam lately, and it's just as terrible as I remember.
What?
Oh, there's some bad acting, bad directing, and the characters are not handled well.
Right. See, right out
go,
there.
Hold on. Go to Target. Go to Target for $7. You can get the Blu-ray. Because that's how we got it. And watch it again, because you'll go, wow, Michael Jordan, not an actor.
What? He also doesn't play golf. Great animation.
The animation is good. The characterization of the characters is a little creepy and weird.
I think you are too much of a critic.
Anyway, so the other movie is Sandlot, and I'm really looking forward to that. I love Sandlot. There's something about Sandlot that speaks to my inner child.
You know, I kept thinking, like, why haven't I watched Sandlot? I remember seeing some scenes of it, and why don't I want to watch it? It's because there's a big dog in it that is slobbering. I cannot take movies with big slobbery dogs.
You're killing me, Smalls.
There are such great quotes that come out of Sandlot. It is a timeless story.
Throws me out.
Even though it's about sports, and I'm not the biggest sports guy, it's a fantastic
pick
movie.
Up a snake and step on a spider, but
we did cover the other topic from that email about bronies and what the heck is up with those. And that was episode way back. I want to say episode 3. That was a split episode between and listening to Johnny rant about Harry Potter.
Is that 2012?
Yeah.
Back to 2013. Bronies and something.
And you can always find the shirts that we do have ready to be printed and ordered over at /loop. That's our old shirts with the four of us. Shirley is wearing one right now. Not that you listeners at home can see it, but she has that. And then we also have the Masks of Nyarlathotep cover art on one of those. Mm-hmm. The cover art for the podcast is a little squished together. This one's a little more elongated to its proper size. So you can find those there.
Yep.
Well, that's probably the longest exit we've ever done. But we want to make sure that you, the listeners at home, keep in mind that we want your support in interaction. You know, go over to Patreon if that's not something you can do. That's fine. Go over to /loop if that's not something you want to do. That's fine too. But go over to the website and comment. Go over to the podcast and you can comment on some of those as well.
Are you going to take out all my snarky comments?
No, not all of them.
Okay, because obviously you need someone to talk to.
Yeah, because clearly it would just be me talking. It would sound like I was talking to no one.
I know, right?
Because it's all been snark tonight. You know, you can definitely check all that stuff out. And I think that'll do us tonight.
You know what I've been snarking?
No, go ahead. Because I wasn't doing an exit stop.
I know.
Go ahead.
I'm being snarky because
you have
we're
an
getting
audience.
Ready for the Nerdalogs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Check out Nerdalogs, your stories.
Yeah.
I've not listened to any of them, but
I'm getting hyped up for it.
I'm excited. I think I've got good stories here.
Yeah. I don't know what it's about, but I'll try to tell
it's
you.
It's about role models. R-O-L-L. What inspires you to role play?
Okay.
Anne Rice novels is what your number one's going to be.
No, not Anne Rice.
And that'll do us tonight for Nerds Made Podcast. Thank you, and we will talk to you guys real soon.
Peace out.
This has been a production of the Omega Nerds Network, the network where it's on.